Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
New U.S. sanctions on Iran took effect today, 6 months after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the international nuclear deal.
The sanctions target Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors, all key to the country's already struggling economy.
The bombs, which the FBI referred to as improvised explosive devices, were sent to the FBI's bomb laboratory in Quantico, Virginia.
We're in Mexico again tonight as thousands of migrants try to find a faster way to the U.S. border. The White House says it's now getting help from the Mexican
Making news out of Pittsburgh, a man accused in the shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh is pleading not guilty, and he also wants a jury trial. You can see he's facing a 44 count. So,
in the final seconds before the Boeing 737 MAX crashed into the water, it was traveling at more than 500 kilometers an hour. All 189 people on board were killed.
You've now entered the House of Mystery.
Crime, conspiracy, history, and science.
With your hosts, Al Warren, Mike Brown,
Julie Sav, Michael Butterfield,
Dr. Joseph Usinski, and Michael Hawley.
Heard on KCAA 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 1050 AM Palm Springs.
Welcome to Crime and Forensics. I am your show host, Stephen David Lampley. Her name is synonymous with Hollywood stardom. You have seen her in the James Bond film, Diamonds Are Forever, alongside Sean Connery, and her many films and television shows have made her a household name. However, her biggest role may just be the pursuit of finding out the truth about what happened that night of Saturday, November 28th, 1981, the night her sister, Natalie Wood, came up missing and was later found deceased. I want to welcome Lana Wood to Crime and Forensics. Lana, it's truly an honor to have you with us, and thank you for taking time out of your day to talk with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to be able to talk to you.
I would like to, if it's okay with you, let's just go ahead and get into this.
Absolutely.
Now let's just do a little background so our listeners know a little bit about, you know, the events that led up to that night. What was the relationship like between Natalie and Robert at that time?
Natalie was working. It was a time of change. Oh dear, sorry about that dog. It was a time of change for her, because she was concerned about getting roles and working and finding the right roles to do. She was prepared to go back into acting, you know, more or less full time, certainly with a complete heart, because she felt that she had already established her kids, and everything was sort of going correctly so that she could continue with her career again. And as far as how RJ felt about that, I don't know. You can probably answer me just as well as I could answer you the male ego. You know, it's tough when you've got one person that's more successful than another, and especially if it's male, female, that that always enters into it. It's just something that is, I think, just a part of how things have been ingrained as to women's roles. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he was terrifically happy. So it wasn't that they were their relationship was bad at that time, but it was undergoing a change.
No, they were married before, is right, and that they were married and then divorced, and then they got back together, right?
Did it again? Yep. Yes, indeed.
Now, Natalie's demeanor prior to that night, was she happy? Did she seem to be stressed? How was she acting?
No, not at all. Was she happy? Well, she was working. So she was in the middle of doing a film with Christopher Walken. And so she was happy about that. Mm-hmm. They had just taken the holiday off. So the film was not completed. But they had stopped filming for the holidays. So she was fine. She was feeling good and you know, very positive about what the future would bring.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she was in good spirits.
Now she was afraid of the water. Was going out on the boat something that was common for her?
Well, you know, it was RJ's love. He loved going out on the boat. So, you know, she tried to make it as homey as possible. Mm-hmm. And Natalie was one and come to terms with what really troubled her. So, you know, she would go. I'm sure she, you know, she enjoyed it to an extent and mm-hmm. liked making it, you know, a little home for her. But it was really RJ's love. But Natalie was more than afraid of water. I mean, she was terrified.
Really?
Terrified. Yeah. And her, to quote her on several shows, and obviously, you know, we had talked about it, and my mom and Natalie, she thought she was terrified of dark water because my mom, when she was growing up, she was raised in China. She was born in Russia, she was raised in China. And she had her fortune told. And this woman actually told her that she would have a child who would be world famous and beloved by all, but that she saw a death by drowning in deep, dark water.
Wow.
So my mom was kind enough to share that information with us. So it was something that always stayed with Natalie. It didn't with me because I didn't really believe things like that.
Yeah.
So, but it really troubled Natalie always, and she was absolutely terrified. She didn't know how to swim. She wouldn't swim in her own pool. She wouldn't go in it.
Wow.
Yeah, she just didn't like water. No, she didn't know how to swim at all.
Now, that night that they were on, I believe the boat's name was the Splendor, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
The night that they were on the boat, now, who was she with that night on the boat?
On the boat, she had invited her co-star, Christopher Walken, and the man who sort of ran the boat and kept things shipshape, they, you know, gave him the title of captain, Dennis DeVerne, and RJ, that was it.
Now, I read the statement, or I've read several statements by Christopher Walken, who said that, and the boat's captain as well, the skipper, whatever his title.
You said yeah, right, yeah.
And both of them said that there was a fight or an argument between Robert and Natalie. What do you know about that?
There were two the night before. Natalie got so upset. She wanted to leave the boat. She wanted to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And what she did is she asked Dennis to stay with her in a motel on the island. She didn't even spend the night on the boat. She didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to come home. And then lo and behold, in the morning, she changed her mind and said, I'm going to, you know, go see if I can't make these things better. So she didn't leave. She went back, and that was the night that, yeah, a big fight ensued, evidently started when they were out to dinner on the island, and carried it over to the boat. Excuse me. Yeah, it was not a happy evening.
Okay. That's sort of what I picked up on the parts that I read.
RJ had become so furious that he became violent and picked up a wine bottle and literally dramatically broke a wine bottle and, you know, was threatening with the wine bottle. So it was bad stuff going on, very, very bad stuff. Christopher at that time said, you know, he was not going to get in the middle of any of this, and he left. He went to his bunk, his room, and went to bed. And Natalie said she'd had enough, and she stormed off to their cabin and got ready for bed. Took a sleeping pill, got ready for bed, was in her nightgown, and RJ stormed in after drinking more, stormed in and continued the fight. And what's odd is people say, oh, well, he couldn't, he didn't. It's odd because I don't know if you've ever seen the layout of the Splendor, but the bedroom doors open directly onto the rear deck.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a step up. It's not a climb around. They open directly to the back of the boat. According to Dennis, which I certainly believe, particularly now that, they have a new corner with better methods and with a little bit more thorough in going over things, that, you know, two people were fighting violently first in the room, to the point where Dennis went to the door and knocked on it and said, RJ, you know, what's going on? Can I do anything? And RJ basically told him, you know, to mind his own business and shut the door. But he said that he appeared very disheveled, very, you know, angry and just not in control at all. Mm-hmm. So then the fight was carried out onto the back of the boat. And at this point, Dennis started to walk around to go to the back of the boat because he heard them continue to fight. He turned up the music because RJ was very concerned about anybody hearing anything. As was Dennis, you know, it was a privacy. And so Dennis turned up the music, walked to the back of the boat and only saw RJ standing there and said, where's Natalie? And RJ answered him, she's gone. And Dennis said, you know, what do you mean she's gone? What, she's gone overboard. Let's turn on the lights. And RJ would not let him turn on the lights or call the Coast Guard or anything. They continued drinking. So now you've got, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. There are two people on the back of the boat and suddenly there's just one. And then RJ said some very stupid and cruel things that couldn't be farther from the truth of who Natalie is, which angers me equally. He said, oh, she probably went off to a party because she was that kind of woman. What? In a nightgown with wool socks? And, you know, and her face scrubbed clean? No, I don't think so. Natalie never went to the mailbox unless she was fully dressed.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you know, obviously she didn't go pick up her own mail, but you know what I'm saying. She never went anywhere. Natalie was, you know, a star.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, you know, she was always concerned about how people would perceive her, how she looked, and what she needed to do, and was very, very fan conscious and, conscious of her reputation. So it makes no sense to me that there were two people standing on the back of a boat and suddenly one's gone.
Well,
you know, so explain that.
It sounds like he was, from what you're saying, Lana, it sounded like he was pretty calm about it all.
I don't know, but he certainly didn't seem concerned.
Yeah,
He wasn't concerned at all. He said, no, don't do that. Don't let anybody else know. No, don't call.
Exactly.
Don't turn on the lights, nothing, you know.
Well, now, did he normally have, did Robert, does he normally have a temper? Is that something that was common, or was it rare?
That I wouldn't know, because that's what goes on behind closed doors.
Right.
That I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I really can't answer that honestly, so I won't even try to.
Well, now, so, and you said a while ago that, now, it's my understanding that, that the ship's captain, at one point, initially at least, lied about the story, but then later changed his story?
Yes, he did lie. He did what RJ told him to do. RJ told him what to say, told Christopher what to say, said, we've got to all be on the same page. This is it. This will, you know, make it easier for everybody. And he literally told Dennis what to say, and Dennis went along with it. And Christopher just clammed up. Christopher didn't speak for a very long time, and they had a very brief meeting after Natalie's body was found. Another thing that always really bothered me is, why didn't RJ go to be next to his wife when her body was found? Why didn't he go? Why didn't, you know? Why didn't he identify her? No, he sent Dennis. He left in a helicopter. He you know, they left. He and Christopher left to go back home and just left her there. Oh, horrible. You think it's interesting? It makes me crazy. I just think it's bizarre. I'm not comparing Natalie to a pet, but I had a cat that was hit by a car and his body was in the street. They couldn't get me away from him. And he was
right.
My cat. It just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, people just don't do that. You go to be by your wife's side.
Yeah, it's almost like a distancing effort there, it seems to me.
Immediately, yeah.
Now, I know that they've changed. We have a new coroner, a new medical examiner in the case, and
right.
There was a new 10-page addendum to that autopsy, and it indicates that there are some changes based on the new coroner and some new information.
Yes.
Can you tell us what that is?
Well, they said that the bruising all over her body was that of someone who's being abused, not of someone bumping up against a rubber dinghy.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't follow. She also had a bruise mark in the center of her throat. She had too many bruises. I mean, it was something ridiculous. It was like it was all over, indicative of a fight. You know,
yeah.
Natalie was tiny. She was teeny tiny. She was 5'2" and, you know, weighed 105 pounds. And it was just, it's obvious. Also, the coroner also said that she had a full bladder and that what they found, the seawater that was found in her lungs was actually sea foam and, you know, a small amount of water, but that she was quite possibly either unconscious or she was dead when she went into the water.
Interesting.
And then Noguchi, then you had Noguchi who went back and said, yes, he knows he didn't do, you know, shades of gray. He just did black or white, and it was a, you know, big celebrities involved, and he did a very, you know, quick autopsy, minimal amount of anything. And said, yeah, he did that. He didn't do a thorough. He didn't take, you know, look at her nail clippings. They didn't do a rape kit. They didn't. There were lots of things that just weren't done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, did she have, according to part of what I read, of course, you can read anything. She had
yes.
an abrasion. She had an abrasion on her left cheek. Is that correct? Is that based on what you know?
Yeah, she also had one on her forehead, and she was bruised. Her arms were bruised. Her legs were bruised. And as I say, right?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know, in the center of her throat, uh-huh. was also bruised, and just a round bruise that were all fresh bruises.
I've noticed that Robert Wagner has now been named as a person of interest in the case.
Yes.
back in February, and that sort of
right.
changes things, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It changes a great many things. And Lieutenant Carina from the Sheriff's Department has held conferences and asked if there's anybody who saw anything at all, not anything, you know, particularly, oh, I saw her being hit or anything, any little piece of anything that they saw, you know, some them walking out of the restaurant, them, you know, whatever, to please come forward, that they have two new witnesses that are unwilling witnesses. They didn't come forward then, and they didn't come forward this time, but were actually trapped into making statements, and they told the truth. And he wants anything and everything that anybody could have possibly seen. Even if it seems irrelevant to that person, it may not be.
Well, that's true. And I spent 21 years myself as a police officer and undercover SVU detective for a period of time. And many, many times, Lana, you're correct, many, many times the smallest piece of information that seems insignificant to the public can break a case flat wide open.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to say this at the end of the show, and I'm going to say it now because we're here talking about it. We're broadcast in Los Angeles, and any of our listeners or anywhere, if you have any information, if you saw anything, please notify law enforcement and let them know. You may have the tiniest tidbit of information that can solve this case. So please step forward. Please do. I also understand that they've changed the cause of death on that autopsy to, I believe it's drowning and other undetermined factors. Now, that's interesting.
That's correct. Yes. Well, because it wasn't simply drowning. As I said, the new coroner, and I apologize, I cannot pronounce his name to save my life, said that she was either unconscious or was already dead when she hit the water.
Mm-hmm.
That things just don't add up. So, you know, and the bruising, it was, you know, it was too haphazard everywhere, too many. Yeah. And not consistent with, as I said, bumping up against a rubber dinghy.
Sure.
It's just,
sure.
You know, the whole story just never made sense to me. But it's so ugly. Natalie was my lifeline. You know, it was the two of us. It's something that will never be made right for me. And her life was taken from her.
Right.
And she was lied about. And it makes me crazy. It really is just so amazingly upsetting. You know, I've been begging every time I get a chance to do an interview or someone asks me for my opinion. I've been begging RJ to just talk to the police. He's never spoken to them again, you know, other mm-hmm. than that night. He has refused to speak with them. But even the two detectives from Homicide that were on the case, that still are, went to Colorado to his home there. And they were not allowed in. They gave them trouble even going into that area. And he's refused to speak to them. Every time they've tried, he has refused.
Wow.
And then his attorney comes out and says, Robert Wagner has always been cooperative with the police. No, he has not. He spoke with them then on the day that it all came out.
Mm-hmm.
But he has not spoken to them since. So, in my feeling, if you truly have nothing to hide, why wouldn't you want to speak to them? Why wouldn't you want to do everything you possibly could, even if it's simply clearing your own name?
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know, where is the love? Where was the caring? Where was the concern? Where it wasn't there, which really upset, really upsetting. So a lot of things. There's so much going on in this case. It's scary.
And something else that I found interesting that's different from the first autopsy report was the statement that how Natalie ended up in the water was, quote, not clearly established, unquote.
Right.
When the, you know,
right.
That really stood out to me. That statement
uh-huh.
really stood out.
Right.
So, you know, where before it was an accidental drowning, now they have realized that there's something else to this. You know, the fact that she may not have just slipped into the water or slipped into the dinghy, that there may be extenuating circumstances. And to me, that statement was very significant in that report.
Yes, it is. It is significant. Absolutely. Well, you know, we have better methods now. We have more technology now. We have, you know, people that are doing their job and not simply saying, okay, yes, right, okay, that's good, cross it off the books, on to the next,
mm-hmm.
as Noguchi did. Yeah, it's just, there's so much to say, I don't even know where to start. But, no, that is significant. And also, the police, the detectives, have been looking into this for years now. The case wasn't just reopened. It's been open for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are thorough and they are, you know, it's actually calling them idiots if they're not doing their job. They are doing their job. They're mm-hmm. wonderful.
Well, it having been a police officer myself, sometimes it takes a long time. It you know, you can
yep.
only act on the information that you have, and with each new piece of information you get, you literally go back and look at the whole case over again. And so it does
right.
take time sometimes, unfortunately. And unfortunately, it takes time longer in some than others. So we will keep the faith that this case will be solved very soon, especially with the new witnesses and hopefully some new statements and some new evidence.
Right.
Lana, where is, or what can you tell us, what are you allowed to tell us, where is this case currently? What are we looking at?
They're still looking for more information. They still have not revealed who the two new witnesses are, and what the new information is. But the information that they have, according to the detectives who used to come to my house to keep me apprised of what was happening and what was being uncovered, they said they feel they know that they have enough right now to arrest Robert Wagner, and that it was the district attorney who said, no, needs more. So it's actually the district attorney who didn't take this farther.
Okay. So the police feel like they have a solid case then?
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
All right. What are your thoughts about Robert Wagner?
I just wish he would be a man. I wish he would come out and tell the truth. I'm not in judgment of him. I was not there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened, but I know that, you know, these things are possible for anybody. You can, it just crossing that fine line where I don't feel it was premeditated. I don't think it was planned, and all that nonsense that, mm-hmm. you know, comes out is, I don't know what, it's just ludicrous. But, the facts is all I've ever dealt with, and I can't believe that he wouldn't want to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And to blame, what he does is he blames Dennis, DeBerne, you know, all anybody he possibly can. I've come under fire. I haven't done anything. I'm
wow.
not dealing, nor have I ever, just so that you know, I'm not dealing with supposition.
Mm-hmm.
I know my sister better than I know myself, because I could view her in a different way than I view myself.
Sure.
She would not do any of the things that he first claimed she did. I don't know. You know, it's possible for, as I say, anybody at any time to just cross that line,
mm-hmm.
and something like this happens. You know, as I say, I'm not judging him. I want truth and honesty. And he needs to stop making other people the fall guy. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying this for money. Are you paying me a great deal of money to talk to you? I don't think so. I don't know. They've waged war. I feel for her children. I really do. And there again, as I started to get into earlier, it's so ugly to accept that this is what happened. That you don't want to. I had my head in the sand for years. It was
mm-hmm.
always niggling at me, but I never said anything. I never proceeded with anything. I just, you know, knew that Natalie wouldn't behave in the manner that he said. And, you know, that he was extremely jealous. He was accusing Christopher Walken of having an affair with her. I just wish he would tell the truth. I really do. You know, and then what happens after that is, you know, not up to me or anybody else. And I'm sorry that, you know, this will hurt her kids even more. But I think losing their mother was probably the worst pain.
Sure, sure.
You know, I think nothing of RJ, to tell you the truth. I don't feel an anger. I don't feel any love. But I never have. So, you know, he was not my pal. I was in their house. I was with Natalie to be with Natalie because the two of us had planned, because the two mm-hmm. of us were doing something or going somewhere or whatever it was. So, I, you know, when she announced to the family at an impromptu called dinner that she was remarrying RJ, the minute I could, I grabbed her and said, "What on earth are you doing? Why are you doing this?" And she said, "Because sometimes it's better to be with the devil you know than the devil you don't." And I said, "Wow, I don't accept that. I would have accepted I love him still. I always have. Anything. But sometimes it's better to be with the devil you know.
Wow.
That to me is not a reason that I would accept. I just would not accept it. You know. Anyway, that was the second time around. Obviously, the first time around, I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And had no feelings. It's odd, though, in looking back, which I've had to do, is their first marriage when Natalie was, you know, barely over 18 and I was a little kid. I was sobbing so loudly during the ceremony that Natalie came over and put her arms around me and said, "What is wrong?" And I said, "I just lost you." And mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
It's odd, those things, you know, those things that can happen.
Sure, sure. But, well, you know, and you hit on that just a second ago, and I want to sort of expound on that a little bit. Things in life happen. You know, we don't intend for them to happen. They happen at the spur of the moment, and we, after it happens, we regret what we've done. You know?
Sure.
And I sort of maybe, of course, I'm far removed from this case a lot farther than you are, because you were Natalie's sister and very
right.
close to everybody. But it, as you said a while ago, I can't help but maybe think that maybe the tempers flared and they flared too much, perhaps.
Right.
And maybe something happened
obvious.
That
I mean,
should, you know.
Dennis was a witness to their fight. He said it sounded like furniture was being broken in the room. There was it was bad. That's why he went to their door and said, mm-hmm. you know, knocked on the door and said, "What's going on?" And it was obvious that the loud voices, which were heard by other people as well on the back of the boat, there was a fight going on, bad one. So, you know, you can't discount that.
Yeah,
but yeah, as you were saying, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, if indeed it was, as we call it, in the heat of passion and tempers were flaring, you know, people make mistakes. People make grave mistakes sometimes.
Yes.
And that's life. But if that's the case, it's just a simple matter of saying, "Hey, yeah, okay, that's what happened. My temper got out of hand." You know, just own up to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but anyway, now our time is almost out, and let me tell you something. This show is open to you anytime you want to come back on.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Thank you.
Let me know.
I'll keep you posted. Yes. If anything changes or I get any new information, absolutely, I will contact you without question.
You contact me, and we will get you back on. Post haste, it will get you back on quickly.
Lovely,
and you're
Thank
welcome
you.
Here anytime, because I would like to see this case, the truth and the facts come out, and let's put this to rest for you and her daughters and the family.
Everybody, yep. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Lana. It's a pleasure to have you on, and you have a great day. And welcome. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
All right, I want to take just a moment. As we ended our interview with Lana, and again reiterate to those of you who are listening to Crime and Forensics that sometimes just the smallest piece of information literally can break a case wide open and help solve it. A lot of people say, well, this is just tiny information, and what I know really doesn't amount to anything. Please, please, please let law enforcement decide if what you know is important. Maybe it's not, but maybe it's the very little tidbit that they need to connect the dots to close this case. So I plead with you, if there's anything that you know, anything that you saw, or anything related to this case that you have that you've not notified law enforcement, please do so. Please go right now and notify them and tell them what you saw or what you know or what you heard. it may be the very piece of information they need to break this case. Thank you.
To find out more about our show, guests, or to listen to past shows from our archive, please go to www.houseofmysteryradio.com.
The mission has been completed.
The end!
By George, he's got it! It is the end!
I'll see you.
If you're lying to me, I'll be back.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show is over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.